such a mess. This is another one of those nights when everybody better sing loud. Where is everybody? Here's a beautiful new face I haven't seen before. Oh, hi. New one. Over here's new one. I know you. Let me just start with, let's just think of God for a moment, and then we'll have a song, okay? Let's think about God. Let's think about love, and God is love. So we never have to fear God, do we? Because God is wherever love is, not the God. The little bubbles of God, and that's us. We're little bubbles of God. And not very big, but the only way we can enlarge it is to give it away. How about that thought? Did you give a lot of love away today? I hope every one of you is going to shake your head yes. I don't know, worried about her head went back and didn't come back. It rolled back over her back. Can you help her? Please help her. It went back like this. And it stayed back. That still means she's with us, isn't it? Don't you love Brazil? Look at that line from Brazil. I tell you, and I was just saying a while ago, I've never have I heard or had one rude statement from anybody from Brazil. Everyone's just sweet and wonderful. Right.
I agree, too.
It's wonderful. If I ever go out of the country again, I'd like to go to Brazil. So, who knows, maybe someday, or maybe when I get out of the body, I can go easy. I won't even have to spend the money on gasoline. But God, we're just so thankful to know that you're right here with us, that you'll never, never, never leave us, that we're always now and forever connected to you. What a wonderful feeling, God. The feeling of love, the feeling of you, God. And that no matter where we go, we can never be separated from you. And as the Bible tells us, never too high in the sky or deep in the ocean, never will we be separated from you. But help us, God, to remember that we promise to represent you well. So help us remember that, God, and please use us more and more. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. What are we going to sing?
23.
Thank you.
so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace, where there's a spirit like the green. Where there is darkness, only light, and where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand.
Does that feel good? Does that feel good? Yes, I got a big cheer back there. We blend our voices together. I just love it because that's, to me, an example of how we all blend together. Sometimes we get out of sync, but usually we blend together pretty good, huh? Okay, who's going to come up here and help with the singing? Dennis and Carrie? David, woo!
You brought your glasses?
40.
40?
40? 40.
Now I'm so happy, the sorrow is gone. Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
Barbara said something too, I think, right? Uh-huh. Did you say something?
Number 93.
Oh, 93. Somebody said 93. So 86 and then 93?
Okay.
So 86. 86.
Let's go
play. Oh, I didn't. Stuff in for paper and strings. You can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, your fist holding tight to the string of your tie. Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the
tell you something. Listen to me, please.
Oh, you said 87?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, this one.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine.
Something else? Okay. Snappy. 94.
Bobby
wants 94.
Yeah, 94. She wants all the gestures.
Seek and you shall find. Yes, the Lord is present. Oh, yes, the Lord is present. Oh, yes, the Lord is present. And the love come a trickling down. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given. And the love come a trickling down. Oh, yes, the Lord is speaking.
Says it's good enough.
Oh, it's good enough, huh?
Yeah. Oh, time comes and goes quickly, doesn't it? And all our singing went so fast. Now, one of my favorite people in all the world is going to share thoughts here tonight. And, you know, everyone, please check your thoughts, because you realize with your thoughts, you're building your tomorrow. It's not exactly what comes out of your mouth, but your thoughts are building your tomorrow. Sometimes I think we'd like to blame that on somebody else, but nope, nobody to blame it on. Well, then go ahead and look at it another way. How would you like it if your future wasn't in your hands? Would you like to be able to be a victim? Huh? So you really like it in your hands, don't you? Huh? But, gee, you don't have anybody to blame then if it's not going right. Oh, that's not fair, is it? Isn't it good if you can blame somebody else? My mother never taught me to keep the house clean, so that's why, yeah, so I am 86 years old, but, I 87, I forgot how old I was, 87, and she never taught me to keep it clean, so my house is dirty. Oh, no, my house is not dirty, and I can't blame anybody else. It's cluttered. Not dirty, it's cluttered. But it's so good when you decide to share your thoughts with others. Not in a know-it-all way, but in a loving manner. And that's what we're going to have this evening. We have our speaker this evening has been thinking about God and God's ways for many years. Her life's not been an easy one, but with holding God's finger, she has gotten through so many things that could have made anybody collapse under, turn bitter, or whatever. She lost a son to the Freeside of Life, a grandson to the Freeside of Life. Uh-oh. Besides parents, how could you handle it? Well, the only tool I believe that we can use to handle situations like that is God's finger, holding on to God and love. And that's what this wonderful lady has done. And you all know her, and anybody that knows her loves her. And that's our Barbara Schaefer.
I will share some news tonight, though. My granddaughter that lost her little boy had a baby girl Monday. And her name is Emma Grace, and she's a sweetie pie. She's in South Carolina, so I can't get my hands on her. But she looks really cute. So, excuse me just a minute.
My granddaughter is Grace. Her middle name is Grace.
Grace. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Interesting. Yeah.
Sophia Grace.
Sophia. That's very nice. Well, hopefully they're both graced with wonderful lives. Yeah. So the last time I spoke was last month about this time. And I was going to continue with the fifth agreement. But then when I looked at the book and all, I had pretty much covered it. So I scratched that. So I have a new idea tonight. So, and those of you that know me and have heard me speak know that I always start my talks with 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So my talk tonight is about the sacred circle of life. The sacred circle of life knows no beginning or end, no inner or outer boundary. You are a vital part of this circle, and prayer helps you actively place yourself in its center. You may wonder what is the best way to pray, but telling someone how to pray is like telling him or her how to walk or breathe or talk. At times, you may feel like throwing your hands in the air and saying, "Dear God, just how do I pray?" This may be the very best place for you to start. For prayer is a private matter between you and God. Because prayer is such an individual activity, only you can determine how, when, what, or where is best for you to pray. Simply, prayer is communicating with God. This means not only taking time to talk to God, but also allowing periods of silence in which you can be still and know, which is Psalms 46:10. Or listen for the still small voice, 1 Kings 19:12. In prayer, develop the habit not only of expressing what is in your heart and mind, but also of opening your heart and mind to the guidance and the inspiration God has for you. Prayer is your means of feeling close to God, of developing a deeper relationship with God. You do this both in planned times of prayer and in spontaneous moments of need or joy or thanksgiving. You may have a formal prayer, such as the Lord's Prayer, to hold in mind, or you may just share with God whatever you are concerned about. Real communion with God takes you beyond words or thoughts. It takes you to a deep sense of God's presence within you. At times, you may only be able to give thanks for knowing that the very best outcome in a situation is being created. At other times, your heart may be filled with delight at a happy smile, a radiant sunset, a breathtaking view, or the perfect solution to a problem. Moments like these will reinforce your awareness of God always with you as a source of beauty, life, wonder, wisdom, and joy. Every moment, asleep or awake, is spent with God, and with practice, you can develop an awareness of God as your constant companion. People pray for many reasons. Some pray when they are completely overwhelmed by life situations and feel that they have exhausted all other avenues of help. Some pray to release their pent-up emotions or just to be heard. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Pray without ceasing." I'm not saying that right. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. If you take Paul's words to mean, be aware of God with you at all times, and make that your practice, then you will literally be praying without ceasing. You can hold a quiet awareness of God at some level of your heart and mind throughout every moment of the day. I'll just interject here. I pray when I'm driving, and I sing prayers on my CD, and I'm just constantly praying, and it relaxes me, and it just gives me so much comfort. So let's see. You can hold a quiet awareness of God at some level of your heart and mind throughout every moment of the day. You may have a special time to pray, such as when you first rise or before you go to bed. You do not have to wait until you feel spiritual, to commune with God, nor does it seem to be a good idea to wait only until you need God's help. In a spirit of love, God welcomes you at any time, just as you are. When you are purposefully taking time to pray, you may want to do as Jesus taught. Go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6:6. I shared a couple of talks back about my husband and I were foster parents for adoptive babies. And one of the babies we fell in love with and wanted to adopt. And he was up for adoption. And then his mom came back. And he was no longer up for adoption. And we had almost completed the process. And I was pretty desperate at that point. So I went into a dark room and got on my knees and prayed and opened my Bible to a verse, and it didn't say anything to me. And then I opened it again, and it didn't say anything to me. The third time, it didn't say anything to me, but as soon as I had finished it, a warm feeling swept over me from my heel, my toes up to the top of my head. And when it touched the top of my head, the word no came in my mind. So I knew that we weren't going to get that little baby. His mother was getting him back. And but it was so shocking to me. I looked around because it was like someone had was in the room with me, and they were. It was God, you know. But I never had an experience like that before, and it was very shocking. But he spoke to me. So I'll just share that with you. So if you ever try that, he would probably speak to you too. So, let's see. So it says you may enter a quiet room or visit a serene outdoor setting. The specific location is up to you. The most important thing to remember is that you commune with God in the secret place of your own heart. The sense of God's presence within will fill you with a feeling of calm, which you can call upon and experience anytime, anywhere. During confusion or turmoil, or in the midst of noisy crowd. However, you will probably want to set aside regular times in a quiet setting to further strengthen your inner sense of God's presence with you at all times. Your prayer times can be as long or as brief as you need them to be. Taking a moment to say, "Thank you, God," or quickly centering yourself in God will lift you above any difficulty. Or you may spend more time in soul searching or sharing your feelings with God or savoring the gratitude you feel for God's blessings. These times can also be ones of letting go of anything, such as unforgiveness or anxiety, that is holding you back from the deep soul satisfaction you desire. All the blessings you long for begin in the stillness where you touch the sweet presence of God within you. Your prayers may begin out of a need, but out of that need you will seek God until finally you will come full circle and realize that your need is for God. You need God and only God for the joy of daily living. As you proceed, let these words lead you to a richer experience of prayer and of life. So would you please shut your eyes for just a moment? Dear God, see into the very depths of my heart. Accept my love for you and my deep yearning to express your love as wholeness and joy. Help me make my every step, my every act, my every thought a prayer of awareness of you, beloved Creator. In thy name we pray, Father. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to speak. Thank you.
Is she just not the sweetest thing? So glad we found you, Barbara. So glad we found you. She's just plain sweet. Gentle, sweet, wonderful soul, isn't she? Well, Spencer slipped in. Look at him back there, taking up the corner. Oh, okay, who's going to help me with... Who's here for the first time? First time? All right. Wave to Stan so he can find you. Here he comes.
Hold your hand up high.
And thank you for coming, and thank you to whoever encouraged you to come. And please come again when your heart feels like it. Because if you face the fact that you're always in church, because this is just a little building where we can get together, but the world and all the galaxies is God's church. So we're always in church. And then who would like to help me with this? Thank you. Barbara, that was wonderful, honey. Wonderful, peaceful, loving thoughts. Wonderful. Now, as far as upcoming events, my goodness, we're all ready for May. Do you know who's going to talk next week? Felice. Felice was in my class years and years ago, Tuesday afternoon. Then he left me and went to Harmony Grove, and he got his ministry at Harmony Grove. And now he's kind of drifting back in a little bit. A good many of you already know Felice, right? Yeah. I call him my biker. He was switchblade biker when I met him, a tattooed switchblade biker. And he's really, really is a wonderful man. He has a most perfect son. Lord, once more we ask your blessing on the material offering. And as each give here this evening, Lord, whatever way they give, the thoughts that our Barbara shared, the thoughts across the room that we're sending, the smiles, the caring feelings that we send, God, whatever it is that we send, please let it return heaped up and running over in our area of need. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, friends. So, so that will be Felice, our switchblade biker. Boy, he is she likes switchblade bikers. Did you hear her applaud for that? Woohoo! You heard it, didn't you? Wow. And she looks so cute and sweet and feminine, we found out now. Uh-huh. Scared you, didn't it, honey? No, we love Felice. And so come and cheer for him if you don't mind doing that next Wednesday. On Sunday, 9:30 for healing and 10:30 is the service, and we don't have any speaker this Sunday, so I am the talker, though. I'm the talker. Oh, nobody applauded or anything. All right. Yahoo! That means everybody that applauded will come and applaud on Sunday because now you've already practiced. So that'll be Sunday. And I love our Sunday church. I love our Wednesday night because the only people that come are the ones that really want to come because everybody recognizes that God's listening to you always. And again, as I spoke up before, you're always in church. No matter where you are, you're in church. No matter where you are. Well, David, I've never seen anybody yawn as wide a yawn as he had. He let me know that he is tired of hearing me. I understand, David. But I'll go on anyway. But God is with you wherever you go, so you're always in church. Now and forever, even when you leave the body, you'll always be in God's church. So now, after we get our Barbara to help us sing something up here and you guys come help, I hope that while we're doing this, that you're thinking of somebody that's free of the body, because that's like calling them on the telephone. Think about them. You're calling. And I'm sure the ones that you think about are the ones you love, not the ones you don't love. It wouldn't be too bad if you did, though. It'd be kind of nice if you did. So I'll leave all of that up to you. But please ask him to get in touch with us up here. And who's going to help us on the platform? Would you come up? And what are we going to sing, Barbara?
113.
Dennis, you going to help us tonight? Spencer, are you helping us?
Giving all honor and glory to God and the angel kingdom. Bobby, would you like a message? I've been getting this name all day. Hiram H. Cook. Like, how specific is that? Hiram H. Cook. So HHC would be the initials. And I'm not too sure if you have an ancestor or there's, you know, somebody in your background that would have had that name. But I'm really getting that very, very close with you. And he really wants to say, what are you doing? What steps are you taking? What are you doing now? And he sort of gives me like this impression of being like a politician, like, hey, what can you do for you, your country kind of thing? You know, where are you going with your life? And you know, let's bring our community up. Let's bring things together. And he really wants specifically to ask you to take a look at where you're putting your energies and making making different choices based on what you really see out there. And a lot of times we just sort of take things for granted and we just sort of run through our lives. And he really wants you to see at what would make a difference. And what are some different choices that you could be making? Does that make sense? And we'll have to look that guy up on the internet. Hiram H. Cook might just look like a relative or something. Who knows? And then the lady behind Dennis there. Yes. What's your name, please?
Cecilia.
Would you like a message?
Yes.
I get Gloria with you. And this woman is a dancer. And I'm not going to do the moves because that is just not going to look right at all. But she definitely has like a toe pointed out and she's reaching down at her foot. And it's this gesture that is supposed to convey her identity or some meaning to you. This was either an ancestor or this was a teacher of yours. Somebody that would have been a dancer. Somebody that would have recognized that in you, that energy in you. What she really wants to say is seize the day. You know, take hold of your partner's hand that you're dancing with, and you know instinctively how much to hold on to so that you can maintain that bond as you're moving through there. And almost like an athlete when they say they're in the zone and they're hitting, you know, the perfect forehand and every shot is going in. They're saying you have that ability as a dancer in your life to have that grace and to be in that zone and to know when to grasp on, know when to do that little pirouette thing or whatever it is, and then to let go and go on to the other things that dancers do. There. All right, leave that with you.
All praise and honor to God and that wonderful, beautiful angel kingdom. Oh God, who's this for? Who is this for? God. Kind of drawing a blank here. I want to come to the lady at the very back row, to the right or to the left of Bobby. Yeah. May I come to you? What they're showing me with you is, it's funny, it's a train. It's a rather long train. You got your engine and you've got all your passenger cars. But what's interesting about this train is that you're the engineer of this train. You are the conductor. You are driving this train as though you're carrying a lot of weight, but that's just it. You're not. What's in the passengers, what's in the cars themselves is not a lot of weight, not a lot of baggage. What it is just a bunch of angels there supporting you. And so they're helping to lighten the load of whatever burden may be going through your life or whatever it is you may be experiencing in your life. You've got all this support coming in here in the form of, you could say, passengers or relatives or friends or whatever you want to call it, but it's the angel kingdom that's just really there to support you and alleviate whatever burdens that may be going on in your life. And bringing hope and beauty into your life. And it really is a beautiful thing. It's helping you to hopefully learn to develop new frames of mind or different thought patterns that don't allow you to bring to fill up that those passenger cars again with baggage and weight. And so just if you could constantly just keep that in mind, that you're always in support, you got the support just constantly, you'll always have that wonderful, beautiful frame of mind that you know you're capable of. And so I'll leave blessings to you. Blessings to you. Oh, I know, I've got something else. I just lost it. God, I gotta come back.
Giving honor to God and the angel kingdom. Can I give you a message back here in the back in the pink?
Yes.
So what I'm getting is there's something that you're hiding from right now. And I don't know if it's a temporary thing or if it's kind of a long-term thing. Like you don't want as much attention as you get, or if there's somebody who didn't treat you well and you're trying to ignore them a little bit. You'll have to see how it fits in your life one moment. But they want you to look at alternative ways that you could hide. So, I mean, you can hide. Like, sometimes when you hide, you're shrinking, right? You're not taking in your own personal power and being as great as you need to be. So I feel like your guides want to tell you is that you don't have to hide from a situation if it is something that's in your face right now. And to me, it feels like a relationship thing. Did you have a squabble in a relationship not long ago or somebody that you're not trying to see? No, not that you can place? Okay. But what they want you to know is in your life, there's different ways to hide out. Sometimes hiding out shrinks your power. And you don't need to do that. They want you to know that you're an amazing, beautiful, powerful, strengthful person. And there's not anybody that's really going to sway your decision or your mind thoughtfulness about something. That you can take care of yourself. And it's not something that you need to hide or shrink or whatever. I just want to tell you how confident you are and how amazing you are. And that you make a difference for people. So it's good for when you're not avoiding people or whatever that is. Puts them back on the right path. So blessings to you. You're welcome. And can I give you a message right here in the blue next to Jose Warren? Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's you're pretty good about knowing what you think everything should be. Like, you're not very indecisive at all, are you? You tend to have things like all planned. Your guides would like you to look at one situation, like maybe a situation that you've decided. I'm just going to pick an example, and I don't mean this. It could be the only one. Like, you've decided somebody's lazy or something like that from how they're behaving. And there may be another reason, like sadness that causes them to hide or something like that, that's making them behave the way they are. So they want you to know that you're usually really good at queuing up on people. And there's one situation in your life that you have your mind made up on, and there's a different possibility that could be. I just want you to take a look at something. And you're smart, and you're usually right on. And this is kind of an unusual one where there's something in there that could be different than it is. So blessings to you. Thank you.
Giving honor and glory to God in the angel kingdom. John, may I come to you? Okay. It's been a while since I've seen you, and I can't remember, but are you involved in music? Okay, talk to me afterward, okay? Come and talk to me afterward. But that's not all of it. I'm getting another J name, like another John or a Jack. Were you named for someone in your family? No. Oh. Yeah. Well, that's great. That's very nice. Yeah. Okay. I'm also getting January, another J name. January. And I'm getting the number 19. Does that mean anything to you? Oh, okay. Okay. And I didn't remember that, so yeah. So anyway, I'm seeing lots of good things in store for you. The you have so much to give, and people are noticing that, and they are encouraging you and want you to step out a little bit more. Okay? Okay, so I'll leave that with you. Okay. Okay. Dennis, may I come to you? Okay. Your family and your angels are wanting you to know that they're very proud of you. You're a wonderful person, and you have so much to give to others. You have so much knowledge that you share. I can count like 10 things that I know that you do. And I don't know any other person that can do that much. You are a very special person, Dennis. And I'm kind of like David, I blanked out for a minute. Anyway, your family is very proud of you, and they want you to know that. Okay, you're welcome. And of course, you are my BFF. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so I'll leave that with you, Annie.
Everybody, thank you for letting us practice on you, because if you're new here tonight, we're not psychics like you see out there in the field, you know. We're working for God. So if we just get one thought, we're thankful. If we were psychics, we'd get up here and we'd blab a lot, you know. But that is not what we are. We're working for God. That's a big difference. Does that make any sense? So we have to practice, and I appreciate you letting us practice on you. Mm-hmm. And this is our carry again.
It's been fun tonight, that's for sure. Oh my goodness. Well, I have a message for the entire Brazil row. You guys ready for this? Okay. I got, you're making little ones out of big ones, which sounds great. I'm in prison. Wonderful. Making big ones out of, yeah. No, it's taking big rocks and make them into little rocks. And where you come from, you have a lot of resources that you brought from where you came from. And you could say, sure, there's a lot in Brazil. You know, there's a lot of minerals. There's a lot of agriculture. There's all these kind of different resources there. But what you brought with you are the knowledge, the background, the experience, your family backgrounds, everything that made you who you are, you've brought here. And what you've been able to do is take big problems, big situations, and break it down into smaller pieces and find solutions that are different, solutions that are out of the ordinary. And you have an inherent belief that you have all the resources that you need to get done whatever it's going to be. Either the resources are going to come through, you know, by God's grace, or you're going to find the resources somewhere to get it done. And this is something unique with the six of you all the way across, that you have this amazing sense within you, amazing belief within you. Other people can see it, even if you don't recognize it in your day-to-day life, but other people recognize it in you, and they seek you out for this. And your ancestors are congratulating you for what you have achieved up until now, and they want you to know that they are going to be with you and provide you with those resources to continue doing this in the future. How about that, huh? That was pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yay. And then the new woman over here, would you like a message? Yes. And what is your name, please?
Jackie.
Jackie? Okay. I get Regna Novus with you. Anybody know Latin here? Because otherwise I'm going to make a guess. I'm thinking new queen. And I know you're really young. It might be too, you know, too early to declare a new queen. But have no doubts that as you get more experience, as you grow, as you advance in what you're doing, that you are going to be stepping into that role of the queen. You may not see it within your family. You may not have had role models that showed you that queen, that showed you that woman that, that could maintain the grace and the regal and the sense to, oh, wow, this is really hard to bring through. Oh, man. And there's a few of them here tonight that want to apologize for not being all that they could be for you and for the other members in your family. They want to give you that message, to be encouraging, to bring you comfort and peace. And I feel like these are the relatives, you know, that have already passed on, that could have done something more for the family and for you. But they want you to know that you have that potential, even though you may not be experiencing it now, to be that queen in your career, in your personal life. And then you also have that within you to be that for yourself, for your descendants, and the community around you, the greater community that you will affect. So just be sure in that, have confidence in that, and take that forward in your life. Congratulations. Thanks.
If I excuse me, if I may come to the two ladies back row next to, yeah, the both of you, if I may. Thank you. what they're showing me with you guys is two little Tweety birds. And I want to say that they're two little lovebirds. Not that you guys are lovebirds, but that you guys are just very gentle souls that bring a lot of music to the world. Really, it's. I love to listen to the birds in the morning. I've got trees all over the place, and they just bring such harmony, and so much music and beauty out there. And this is coming in that way for you guys too, as just those beautiful souls that bring music to the world, bring music to those who you're surrounded by you. You're just two little beautiful birds that are just so loving and wonderful that, oh my goodness, do you even know how to hate anything? and that's what's coming in here for you guys is, and now they're showing me this beautiful heart around the both of you. Just because of, and it's really, it's just, I just want to acknowledge that what the life you're living is certainly one that you're happy, you're content, or I don't want to say content, but that you don't have regrets necessarily, and that, in the end, you will have been satisfied with your life. In fulfillment. Now that's coming in. There's a lot of fulfillment in who you are as an individual, and you're just it's because of the love that you put out there, because it comes back. Just like we say here, heaped up and flowing over. So you guys are just full of that love, and blessings to you guys. You two little lovebirds. God, they're showing me with you, you know, this beautiful circle, and it's glowing. Because, you know, a circle, what that represents is perfection, but it also represents completion. And the glow is just the type of individual you are, just always full of glowing. And again, it's that smile that lights up the entire room. And so, like her, I don't think you can hate either. So they're showing me that with you. And Udoka, I've got the pyramid with you. Oh, my. What's up with that? That's strength. That's power. But then they're also showing me steps, because that precision, that perfection that is represented by the pyramid is you taking the right steps to that perfection. Not that we are perfect, but it's really, again, like her, a sense of completion. And so you've got a lot to offer. The number 11 comes in here for whatever reason, but it's really the power and the strength and the precision of the pyramid that it represents. And even though it's it's a simple geometry, again, it's that type of geometry that just exudes strength. And so that's who you are. That's coming in here, and they're loving it, and they just can't wait to see you also putting it out there. So blessings to you.
OK.
giving honor to God and the angel kingdom. Can I give you a message right here, second from the end? Yes, you, raising your hand. Yeah. Did you get to spend a little bit of time with one of your grandmothers when you were little? Yeah. So I really feel like your grandmother energy is here. And so, of course, she loves you. She wants to tell you how proud she is of you. She feels like she helped you learn how to think, how to figure out, you know, this is right, this is wrong, this is whatever. She really feels like she's proud of the influence that she put on you. She must have been a really sweet lady, but maybe a little powerful on her, kind of sturdy, right? Like, I don't know if strict's the right word, but she had her opinions of how stuff should go. So she wants to tell you that she's real proud of you. She does want you to look at something that you think and reevaluate it. She wants to make sure that all the beliefs that you have that are carrying you forward in your life still are the right ones for you. You know how sometimes as you grow, you outgrow thoughts or beliefs or behaviors or whatever? She thinks there's one in there that has got you to where you need to be, and now you need to let go a little bit and expand and give that up. But she definitely wants to tell you that she loves you, and she still sees your baby face. So blessings to you. And can I give you a message right next to Jose Mar, right there? Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, with you, I'm getting that when you were younger, you were so smart that you were intimidating to people. Like, you could scare off the boys because you were real quick, smart thinker, right? And that can be used as a weapon. Like, you can control people with who you are sometimes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you can be so smart that you can push dumb people away, or you can learn how to use some of those traits. So they just wanted to talk with you about how skillful you use that. And somehow it created some protections around you that you no longer need. And so they've served you to get to where you needed to be. And some of those you could let go. You've got options on how to maneuver forward in your life about that. And there's maybe something in your future that you want. Like, you think, oh, I want to do this. Let's just say be a doctor, just as an example, as a goal. And you talk yourself out of it. And they want you to say, stop talking yourself out of the goal you want. You are completely, oh, I got a lot of energy with that. Are you doing that? Okay. Look, it's just coming in again. They really want you to know you are capable. You are the right one. You could change the world. Blessings to you. Blessings, blessings. Your angels really stepped out. And Jose Mark, can I talk to you? So it feels like a rough week for you. Has it been a rough week? Okay. So they just want to remind you, because you're such an amazing soul, you are usually very balanced. And the good thing about a bad week is it helps you appreciate the good week really, really well. And so they don't want you to keep carrying that energy. You know, when it's over, but it's good to experience up and down. And there's a big, bright future for you when you're ready to let go of some stuff that feels like you need to hold on to for the safety and the security and the past and the beauty of all of that. So when you're ready to let that go, there's just a gigantic, gigantic future for you. I'm going to Brazil to make this decision. Oh, good for you. Blessings to you. Blessings, blessings. And I know I should know your name, and I can't think of it tonight. Claudia, I know that. All right, Claudia. You are so good at making peace. You're such a big love bug. And your guides just want to tell you, don't forget about Claudia. Have you taken care of all the Claudia? Are you busy taking care of everybody else?
Yeah, I'm busy.
Yeah. So, Claudia, they just want to tell you, whatever you love, ice cream, shoes, whatever it is, take a little time to, you've been really good. So, you know, they just want to tell you, you've made everybody else well cared for, well loved. And sometimes, you know, we're so busy giving that away, we forget to take care of ourselves. And then sometimes you're waiting for other people to know, oh yeah, I like ice cream. Nobody ever brings me ice cream. They want you to bring that to yourself. Yeah. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Cindy, may I come to you? Okay, Michelle is here, honey. And she says, that's my mommy. And she's telling us how much she loves you and that she wants us to each give you a hug for her. Yeah, I know. Don't cry, honey. Yeah. Okay. She's saying that you are a wonderful mom and that she loves you so much, honey. She's so proud of you. So I'll leave that with you, honey. And Josimar, I had something for you, too, and Spencer came up with it first. However, I am getting that your loved ones and your family are here, and that they're very proud of you and that they want you to always know how much they love you and that you are a very special person. Your heart is so full of love, it will hardly fit in your chest. And you're always taking care of people and doing good things for everyone. You live the golden rule. So I'll leave that with you, honey. Thank you.
Your name is Vaughn, right?
Yes.
Would you like a message?
Yes,
please. I get hit it with a brick. Right. Grab that brick, and either something that you're working with is like, you know, like a brick of meatloaf or something that you're gonna be breaking down, or you actually are literally working with bricks. But they want you to use what you have to hit something that's going to be coming up and to just take a really good swing at it, make the best effort that you can, and know that that your ancestors and your angels have your back, that you're going to have, you know, the actual physical things to do it, but you're actually going to be given this extra energy in order to carry out this task. So go ahead and just give it a really good whack, okay? All right.
May I come to you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've got the letter D coming in here, as in Donna or David or whatever. Take that with you. And then they're also showing me, you know, this over your head, as though there's a lot of prayer coming in here for you. Plus, you put it out quite a bit. You do a lot of healing by praying, I want to say, that's coming in here. And then excitement, something exciting that might be coming down the pipe here, coming down the line or streaming in here from Spirit. You're already a rather balanced person is what they're showing me. They're showing me scales, and they're not necessarily tip to one side or the other. They're showing me that there's a lot of balance in who you are as an individual, and that you're a great example for so many people that are surround you. You don't complain. There's not a lot of complaining that comes out of you, but you certainly are surrounded by those who can complain quite a bit. But you know how to talk, or you know how not to let that bring you down, and simply because of just how much spiritual nourishment that already exists within you that allows you to have that balance, to be able to know that that's not mine. I'm not going to take ownership of that. That's theirs. And that's just a spiritual strength that you already have. And you're just a beautiful person. So, very solid, I want to say. They're showing me this massive tree trunk that's so solid, rooted in the earth, grounded. And that's who you are as an individual. So they're just celebrating who you are. And if so many more people can live their life that way, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? Sunshine.
Blessings to the Angel Kingdom. Can I also tag on that I your energy is reminding of me of my second grade teacher. And so I want to ask if there's teachers in your family or you're friends with teachers, or if there's a G, because her name was Gandalf. She had a, like, an unusual last name. Can you place a G or teachers?
Teachers,
Well, and I guess what I would really want to let you know is your guide's looking down at you. Just really want to tell you what a beautiful, wonderful soul you are, and how you make a big difference in people's world just with your smiles and your character. Like, you know how to pull people back from being spun out a little bit and put them back on their path to move forward. It's God's work. I just want to thank you for being who you are. Blessings to you. Thank you. And is it Jill or Joy or... Yes, Jay.
Judy.
How is that so hard? I have a cousin named Judy. They just... you know, Judy, I'm just kidding that your guides just want to tell you how glad that you are here. Here. This thought process is opening up stuff in your life that was already always there. But you would think in it, it would get knocked down or something like that, right? Like the world that you participate in didn't always support this thought process. And so they just want to tell you that you are an amazing, beautiful light, energy, soul, right? All that stuff that you're not allowed to admit always outside. And it's a blessing that you're here for you, and it's a blessing that you're here for us. So blessings to you.
Okay. Stan, may I come to you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I've never had this before. I have lots of board members from the past at the church here coming up, and they want you to know that they're proud of you and that they consider that you have done a very good job at your job.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I feel Jack's presence always.
Do you? Yeah, well, this is a whole bunch of people. Yeah, okay. So just know that as you are doing the job, they are there with you, helping you and guiding you. Yeah, you're welcome. So I think that's all I have. So I'm sorry. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank
we're going to get out to have our coffee and tea a little bit earlier than usual because it's... but give me a few minutes, okay? Giving honor to God in that wonderful angel kingdom. You Stan, it's interesting you thought about him today.
Because
his cousin his brother's been getting in touch with me and I hadn't heard from him for so long. So Jack must be thinking about us all. But honor to God in that angel kingdom. the lady here with the striped blue, white stripe across the blue shirt. May I speak with you? What they're telling me up here, it's kind of fun. Because I believe if most people would think you're rather stern, you know, don't bug me with that attitude. You know what I mean? Are you with me on anybody understand what I'm saying? Do you? Yeah, help me, honey. So they kind of think you're firm and stern a little bit. But the sense of humor that you have could write a book. You have a tremendous humor. Are you aware of that? You can see fun in things that nobody else gets to see it. And you can see how really funny it is. So I hope you will give yourself a little credit on that and not try to be so serious because you don't need to be. Okay? I don't know what you do for a living, but you've always been a little competitive. I don't mean to be hitting that. Why do I keep...
I don't know.
Got that over with now. You were a bit competitive even when you were young. Did you like to play ball or games? And you did pretty good, didn't you? Yeah, because you've got a competitive nature. But the humor you have is tremendous. So use that to help other people too a little bit. And the lady that's next to you there, may I speak with you real quick? Oh, from the time you were little, I think you're one of those that couldn't step on a bug. You know what I mean? Yeah? And was there ever a nurse in your family? Who is that?
My mom.
Your mommy?
is she still on earth and a wonderful person? And she helped you when you were little because things would really bother you that wouldn't bother anybody else. Your mama knew that, and she would come to your rescue, right? I think it's, if you heard that somebody lost a toenail, you would be, you'd be sad for them, right? Well, I believe this mommy that you have. Okay, here comes a letter B. How does a B fit in anywhere besides Brazil? Letter B. How does it fit in anywhere in your family? Help me. Would you help me, honey? B. Okay, just think about it. I bet it's on mommy's side of the family. A B sound. Boisterous or whatever. B sound. And so they want you to say nicer things to yourself. Because you think nice things about other people, but you're not thinking enough nice things about yourself. Are you with me? Do you know her pretty well? Are you agreeing with me? Give her some of your humor, honey. Does everybody know how funny that kid is? Or does she keep it hidden? Oh, she's a funny one. The lady in the dark sweater back here did get a message already, didn't you, honey? But I want to take you to, like, the month of May. What does that mean in your family? Your birthday?
No, my grandpa's birthday.
Shout at me. My ears are old.
My grandpa's birthday.
Grandpa?
Grandpa's birthday.
Okay, has he not been gone real long? Maybe 10 years at the most?
He's still here.
Still here. Okay, are you keeping good touch with him? Oh, has it been a good time so that you haven't got time with him? Like you've not had a lot of time in the last 10 years? Well, I think if I was you, if you can't get physically to him, send him good thoughts. Pray for him. Would you do that for me?
Of course.
You may not get to see him, but I'll tell you, he thinks about you a lot and sends you thoughts. Young lady, I believe I would like to say to you, here's a double name like Mary Lou or Rolodou, Joanne, or, you know, who's got the double name? What did they call him?
I don't remember. I knew she had a double name, but I don't remember.
She doesn't remember the double name, but she does have a grandpa's sister that did have a double name.
Okay, and I want to say how very loved you are. So accept it in, you hear? Accept that in. And the lady on the way in the back didn't have a songbook? Yeah. I know your kids had reading, so I'm going to skip just quickly by here. But... did you just go shopping lately? Did you just go shopping lately or like in the last couple days?
Yeah.
And bought something that you're going, I want it, but I don't know if I want to spend that money and that kind of thing. But did you buy it anyway?
I buy different things. It was my birthday.
Don't you say?
I bought things for her birthday.
For her own birthday?
Yeah.
Well, good for you, girl. That's probably what they're talking about, and they're very pleased about it. And I'm going to leave you with a letter L, like Louise, or Lou, or Luke, or whatever an L would be. Lindy, have you got it? You know who it is? Oh, it's not that far away. I think it's on Mom's side. Tell the truth. And you're a very loved little girl, so accept the love in, would you? And when you were little, you danced a lot, and now you don't dance anymore. Are you aware of that? Do you not allow yourself to get dancing feet going? But you did when you were little a lot, huh? Yeah. Yeah, is there anybody new here that we didn't talk to? Oh, Rita, I feel like you let go of something today. And you lifted yourself up. You thought, I'm not going to let this bother me. Are you with me, Rita?
I've been working real hard at that, Millie. Thank you.
Well,
yes.
Is that what you're working on today?
Thank you.
Well, whatever I'm talking about, I think you succeeded. Mm. So don't go back to it.
Yeah.
All right? Don't go back to it. And the other young lady over there, I know you, but don't know your name. You know, I know you, but
I know.
Who knows what her name is?
Yes, I am.
I see you going through addresses for some reason. Did you decide you better keep in touch with somebody you hadn't been in touch with for a while? It wouldn't be hard for you to think it would be like today or yesterday. That you're thinking, well, whatever happened to them? Do I know if I have their address, that kind of thing?
Well, apparently I'm wrong. I must be wrong, or you would have said yes by now.
I was looking at address, but not specifically for anybody.
She was looking at addresses, but not specifically one person.
On Facebook, but you were checking the ad. It could be nothing more than that. Try to make me right. I hate to be wrong, you know. But whatever you were doing seemed to bring you almost a feeling of satisfaction. And so I believe what they're telling me is that you got into your head and did a lot of thinking today.
Yes, I did a lot of thinking.
A lot of thinking. You used that file system. Well, I want to go out early and have coffee. And did we get to everybody that's new, though, didn't we? Huh?
Yes.
Didn't we? We got your kids back there, didn't we? Brand new people? Yep. Yes? Okay, I think they said yes. Okay. Let's go ahead and run out. We're about 4 minutes early to have our coffee. Please stay and let everybody get acquainted, okay?
Yeah.
It's so hard to take so much time.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. So back in. Isn't it fun when the guys look down and watch how it's going? It runs pretty good. It's a sparkle that when you go like that. It's pretty good. Stanley, how are you?
Yes,
I'm walking by.